So he says, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. To deny yourself, what does it mean? Do you understand what it means? It's very important to understand what it means. You must know how to recognize what is good and what is bad. This is a fundamental Christian skill that you must develop. Now, we have this skill in other things. If you have a medical condition, let's say diabetes, you know that certain foods are good and certain foods are bad. You know that if you eat these bad foods, that you're going to get sick. Eventually, either have a heart attack or a stroke or lose your eyesight or something like that. And so if you're serious about coping with your diabetes, then you will deny the things that are harmful to you. Now, our society shows that a lot of people are not serious about their diabetes because it's rampant and almost uncontrolled in many people. And in the spiritual life, giving in to sin, living in a haphazard way, is rampant and almost uncontrolled among people. So you must deny the things that are bad and take up the things that are good. That's what this means. This is not some sort of torturing yourself, that you must make yourself feel miserable in order to have God say, all right, I accept you now. There's none of that. The West had some of that. We have none of that. This is about denying the things that are bad. Your heart tells you. Now, unless your heart has become so black that you can't see, then that's a danger. That can happen. Remember, the Lord allowed Pharaoh's heart to be hardened. He was incapable of seeing the truth after a period of time. But your heart should tell you. Your heart tells you that this jealousy that you feel is wrong, is bad. That the lust in your heart is bad. That the laziness is bad. They're watching TV till 2 in the morning and stumbling to bed and then not getting up to say your prayers. That's bad. Your heart tells you these things. Those are the things you must deny. And then you take up your cross. And to take up your cross is to do what our Lord did. He took up his cross. He obeyed his Father and did what was right. So should we. That is exactly what we're being told to do. Deny the things that are bad and to do the things that are good. And he uses this take up your cross because doing the things that are good is hard. It's hard to carry your cross. It's easy to indulge yourself. And it's hard to choose to do what is good. So after he says, deny yourself, take up your cross, he says, follow me. I guess you have to know why you're following him. Why follow anybody? Because you think they're going the right direction. Because you think they have the right knowledge. Because you think they care for you. And because you think they're safe and will lead you to prosperity. That's why we follow Christ. He's the only happiness in the world. And if you really believe that, then you will deny yourself. Now, perhaps you're thinking in your heart right now, well, there's stuff I do, and I've been doing it for a long time. I guess it's not denying myself. I would have to disagree with you. Not necessarily. To struggle against sin is to deny yourself. To have victory over sin is a grace given by God. So you must struggle against your sin. And that is denying yourself. Now, if you're serious about it, then you will eventually be victorious over your sin, no matter what it is. But over time. So do not take your behavior, the things you do, that is, not the way you think. If you don't think right, then you're lost. But don't take your behavior as an indication of whether or not you're denying yourself. But you must struggle against your sins. And I think I'll be a little bit explicit here because this is really important. This is something people don't understand. So you deny yourself. Let's say you have a bad relationship with someone. And when you think of that person, your heart kind of constricts. You feel angry. You have conversations in your head with that person, etc. Ugly stuff. You don't like them. Maybe you're tempted to speak badly of them, etc. Well, you can't just automatically just snap your fingers and all of a sudden your thoughts are perfect. You can't do that. We don't know how to do that. But you can do things to fight this feeling. You can pray for that person. I think probably 24 people in this room have heard me say that personally. You pray for a person that you have some difficulty with. You must do it. You pray for them before your wife, before your children. And if you don't feel that you mean it, you just pray harder. And if you have to grit your teeth, you still pray. You do things like being social with them. Perhaps it's someone, let's say, in your office. Well, at least you say good morning. Perhaps when you go get a cup of coffee, you say, would you like a cup of coffee? Even though you'd rather pour it on their head than give it to them. This is how you fight these thoughts. This is how you deny yourself. You do not give yourself the right to feel something that is bad. We have a lot of troubles in our age with sexual problems, and don't kid yourself. They're all over in the church as well. Pornography is a huge problem. And that's a great addiction. It's every bit as much addiction as heroin or as smoking. It's something that people usually don't want to do, but they end up doing it. So, how do you deny yourself if you're addicted to pornography? Well, first of all, you confess it. And I'll give you concrete things that you do. And I'll give you some examples now. There's prayers for purity from our Trebnik service, our Book of Needs service, that I give out to people. I bought 100 copies of it and given it out. I'll tell you what, I bought 100 copies, but of those 100 copies, probably less than 10% of the time, people actually use the service. They come to me and say, it happened again. Did you say the prayers? No, I didn't have time. No, I forgot. Do you know where your prayer book is? No. That's not denying yourself. You're kidding yourself if you say you're denying yourself. If you can't even find the prayer book. You say the prayers from the Book of Needs. If you don't do that, then you do prostrations. When you're tempted, you go take a walk and pray with your Jesus prayer. Since this sin involves being alone most of the time, you're not alone then. Get out. Start walking around outside. If you lose, you've still fought. See, this is what denying yourself is. It's a very important skill that people don't understand. Our society basically says, if you can't do something, well, you might as well find a reason to think that it's okay. But things are not okay. Things that are bad are not okay. It's never right to do something that's wrong. So you must struggle against it. This is what denial of yourself is. To struggle against your sins. Some people have a weakness in a certain area. Other people don't. Some people are naturally irascible, irritated, or irritable. And they have to struggle against that sin. Perhaps they've been irritable all their life. Well, there are still things that they can do about this irritability. First of all, they can apologize. Second of all, they can actually pray about it. If they don't pray in their own words, there's lots of prayers I can get you that are about this sort of thing. They can do prostrations. And how about this? They can go to church regularly and go to confession regularly. And go to communion regularly. So this is how you deny yourself, by struggling against your sins. But it has no meaning in a person's life if they do not know why they're doing it. If they do not, first of all, know they were created in the image and after the likeness of God to become perfected and holy. If a person knows that, and has made that decision that that's what I want to be, then everything else follows. The denial of yourself follows. Basically, you can rephrase deny yourself to be listen to your heart. Do what your heart tells you. In fact, both of these things, to deny yourself and to take up your cross. Listen to your heart. If your heart tells you it's bad, then don't do it. If you still do it, then do everything you can to struggle against doing it. And if your heart tells you something is good, then do it. And if you can't do it, then do everything you can to struggle to do it. It's as simple as that. This is the way of life. You know, the cross is a symbol of victory. The victory is victory over sin and death. And if you understand this in your heart, then you will naturally struggle against your sins and struggle for righteousness and goodness. Because it's the only way of life. It's the only way of happiness. This is what the cross teaches us. And the taking up the cross is to struggle to do good, to not do bad. Because God is good and he's not bad. And he created us to know him. Basically, what I'm saying is contained, what I've just said, is contained in these questions that the Lord poses. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Those are the kinds of questions that you need to answer all the time. There's nothing that can profit you. If you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, then you have lost. And what can you give in exchange for your soul? The Lord already told you. To deny yourself and to take up your cross. That's what you give in exchange for your soul. And then the Lord will save you. May God help us to take up our cross, to deny ourselves, to take up our cross.